Do you spend all of your time building and maintaining your business so that you achieve the success you envision? Do you feel frustrated, unfulfilled, and have a loss or disconnect from your creative flow? Are you a conscious leader that is ready for change when it comes to society's views on money, wealth, relationships, and what prosperity truly means? If so, you are in the right place. Welcome to the Provoking Prosperity Podcast. I am your host, Miranda Mitchell. I am a 2-4 manager who is here to empower and equip you to step out of the box of social norms, guide you into using your voice for inspiration and impact, and support you in finding what prosperity means for you so that you have the business and life that fulfills you. So grab the cup of coffee, get comfy, and get ready to hear the heartwarming and heart-wrenching personal stories, all things human design and jinkies, plus tangible practices that you can implement right now for your personal and business growth. Hello, beautiful souls. This is Miranda Mitchell, the host of the Provoking Prosperity Podcast. This episode is a solo episode. If you've been following me on my journey of this podcast, there has been a lot about the voice, self-expression, going into human design, going into the gene keys, how this all works with you for your relationships, in your business, and how all of this information in these modalities can support you in reconnecting with your authenticity. Throughout this podcast, I have been able to do that myself. There's been a lot of work on my voice, in the way that I express, in the way that I share, in talking to other guests and learning about their stories and learning about their struggles and learning about what lights them up, and then also supporting them and giving them a bit of guidance in their human design, or maybe even seeding human design for those that haven't come upon it. The conversations were always very intentional and very rewarding. I have learned through this process not only about myself in the way that I express and share and who I am and what I'm here to talk about, but I have also learned about other people and how to communicate and give them a little bit of support or guidance within what I have seen in their chart, or even through a deep connection through sharing something vulnerable. A lot of people come on this podcast not wanting to be vulnerable, not wanting to share their story. Almost every person that I have been able to have a conversation with has opened up a little bit more than they would have initially. That is part of why I started this podcast. That is why I called this podcast Provoking Prosperity. Provoking because I'm here to provoke. I'm here to poke. I'm here to stretch. I'm here to create tension. I'm here to help you grow in a way that is uncomfortable, but yet doable. The prosperity part is we all deserve to feel prosperous. We all deserve to know ourselves such at a deep level that we understand what prosperity means to us and what prosperity in societal norms is not prosperity. That is why I chose Provoking Prosperity. It's provoking you all into shifting into a new perspective, a new thought, a new aha, into something that is not socially normal as far as what it is to be successful or what it is to feel prosperous. I have gone into the gene keys a bit about the pearl sequence. The pearl in that sequence is where you feel most prosperous. So there is a gate or an activation in the gene keys. So it is an activation of the sphere and then the line. And we all have our own unique sphere and line, although we may have, let's say I have 37.4. Let's say someone else has a 37.4. Well, yeah, we both have the same sphere. However, it is not in the same astrology sign, because the astrology aspects
is another layer upon the energies of what you experience and how you experience that prosperity. And then it goes into the house. And then it goes into, is it in an undefined or a defined center in your human design chart? There are so many layers upon layers when I am looking at these areas in these charts. Throughout this process, you may have noticed the last few episodes or maybe the few months, I have been not as consistent. I have been kind of, I feel a little wishy-washy because I felt there was an obligation because I started the podcast and everyone says, consistency is key. You have to be consistent. You have to be consistent to grow. Otherwise, you end up losing followers. And well, my thing is consistency key when you are not energetically feeling that you're in the right space at that time, or you're not connecting with the people that you want to connect with, or you are feeling into moving into a different niche? Is consistency more important than taking a moment and sitting back and letting right timing come to you? You know my answer. My answer is right timing. I know this through human design. With being a manifesting generator, I am here to respond to things with an uh-huh or an uh-uh. I have the root defined, meaning I have a pretty good sense of right timing when I tune into my internal knowing and don't let expectations of societal norms tell me what I should or shouldn't be doing. I don't know if it's the eclipse or what it is, but there is a new fire that I am finally ready to start talking about and bringing on creatives. So what does this mean? This means creative entrepreneurs, creatives, musicians, artists, songwriters, poets, any creative expression. For those artists that are already out doing their thing, that know what they want to do, for those that are already doing their thing, that already know within their bones what they're here to do and they've been working at it. And it is also for those creatives who have always had this creative itch, creative urge, that are just doing it as a side hustle because they can't do it for their full-time job because what? Social norms have said, if you're an artist, if you're a musician, you're going to struggle. So most people have it as their hobby. It's their love. It's their passion. But then they have their J-O-B. It's a job that they don't like. It's a job that is draining them. But they are still aligned and know that they have this creative process. So this podcast is going to have both. It's going to have those that have been doing this for a while, those that are out there that are confident, that are making that impact already. And it's for those that have intuitively in their heart known that this is their passion, this is their life's work, but has somehow let society or family or expectations weigh them down. So it's more a hobby and it's not their life's work. I'm going to be bringing on these guests and we're going to be talking about creativity. We're going to be talking about the loss of creativity and what creativity has given them, how they feel when they're in their creative flow. How do they feel when they are in the expectation of social norms? Do they feel authentic or have they conformed in a way so that they make money? Do they wish that they were doing something else? Or is it a yes and? Do they do two different aspects of their art, one to make money and one because it's what fills them up? Going into their human design chart and what I see as far as their creativity, do they have the emotional solar plexus defined? What are they here to speak about? Are they grounded in their earth element so that they can be the energy that they're here to be? Do they talk and sing in their story? Do they have the storytelling gate? There's so many different aspects that I'm going to be going into their chart. If they let me, I can then give them some insight that I either see within what they're doing, or I can guide them into what they can do more of. And also ground them into what they're already doing so that they understand and they can see, oh my gosh, I'm doing this. I'm doing the right thing. Like, this is me. Because there's a lot of creatives, a lot of artists that question this because of what we as society has been told. We have been told that creativity and fun is for children. And I think this is changing. When I was a child, I totally remember when people would say, oh, enjoy that now, because when you're an adult, you will not be able to do that. You will not have that creativity. You will not have that fun because you'll be working and you'll be doing all the responsible things. The thing that I believe is I feel like society as a whole has lost a deep connection to self, deep connection to source, deep connection to intuition, and it is through creativity that we can reconnect to it. However, we have been told that we don't have time for this. We don't have time to be creative, or that's stuff that kids do. I believe that if we as adults decondition our voice from not saying the things, swallowing down the words, keeping the peace, being able to express ourselves authentically through love and also be loved as we express, that we are helping our children grow up emotionally intelligent. They don't have to keep the peace all the time to make other people happy. So this thing with creativity, showing your full expression, doing the things that light you up, dancing, movement, singing, chanting, songwriting, writing, and having the courage to go out and express it. But because we've been conditioned, we don't put the belief and the effort in it that we truly want to because of our JOBs. I am bringing creatives on because I feel like having a platform for creatives to share their story, to express themselves, to share their art, their music, their emotion, will help raise the frequency of the planet. I feel that is because with this connection to creativity, what happens is we as humans begin to feel again. I feel most of us are numbed out, we're distracted, we're too busy, we're fitting everything in. We're totally numbed out. We don't want to feel pain. We run from pain. We run from love because we don't want to be hurt. Oh, well, this feels great now, but I don't want to lose it. So I'm going to keep myself protected. So if I lose it, I will be okay. I'm raising my hand right now. That was 100% me. We have been so closed off to fully feeling. And that is why we do not love each other. We do not care for one another. We do not support one another. We focus on ourselves, and that is it. With human design, if you know the five types, you know we're all here designed to support one another. If we all supported one another and let each other be in our own frequency and our own energy and our own being and supported you with love, then humanity would change. Humanity would love. Humanity would change the frequency of the planet. We are so cold and so disconnected. I want to invite you to open your mind and your heart and ask yourself right now, as an entrepreneur, how connected are you to your creativity? Maybe you were connected in the beginning, but then lost it because you're trying to build your business and make money. This thing with creativity, it's about emotion and feeling and being authentic. I guess the real question is, how many of you are being truly authentic? Or have you conformed yourself in some way to put yourself in a box so that you can be successful or grow up that ladder or be more seen and heard? How many of you are being authentic? And then the deeper question, how many of you know that you're not being authentic? Or are you so conditioned that you don't even know who you are? You don't even understand what lights you up. If that is true, I invite you to take some time in a quiet space. Go back to a time when you were younger, when you were a child. Time that you remember when you are happy, when you are laughing, when you were just being. And then notice, what is it that you are doing? How is it that you are feeling? Because that is the part that we want to reconnect with. That is the part of creativity. For me, personally, when I reflect back when I was younger, I was mostly by myself, walking outside in nature barefoot, skipping, dancing outside, or just laying in the sun. I absolutely love dancing. My entire life, I have loved to dance and move and feel the music. When I started dancing again, it reopened myself to having fun. It reopened my awareness of where I had conformed myself. It's a reconnection to self. And then once you reconnect to that self and that creativity and what you want to bring to the world, that's how we're going to make the most impact in the world. As we go into these discussions with creatives, we're going to go into that creativity. We're going to go into what that feels like. We're going to go into some of the pain. We're going to go into some of the struggles. And then we're going to go into the beauty. And we're going to go into the impact and the emotion and the feeling that is connected with all of these creative modalities. I can't wait for you to hear these stories. I am so excited in what's going to come up. As always, if you have feedback, please reply. If you know of any creatives, or if you are a creative, please reach out. Let me know. I want to have this as a platform for people to connect at a deep, deep level. It's going to be for those people that have already done all the things and they love to be on stage and they love to be in front of everyone. And it's also going to be for those that are very scared to express their creativity, to express their voice, to put themselves out there, and who are brave to come onto this platform. Like I said, if you know of anyone, or if you yourself are one, please reach out, let me know, and I'm grateful. Till next time.
My hope is that you walked away with something today that has opened your mind, your heart, or both. Listening to new perspectives not only help you grow and expand, but it helps humanity as a whole. So if you have someone that you feel would benefit from this podcast and you feel that you want to share, please do. Also, would love to connect with you on Instagram. So please follow me at Miranda J. Mitchell. One last thing, if this episode left you with any ahas and insights, take 30 seconds of your time and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way I know you are loving the content and connection in this space. And if you want to know more or wondering how we can work together, please go to miranda-mitchell.com, click on the contact in the menu, and send me a message. Sending you all love. Till next time.